So I've been reading a really interesting article about human psychology and about how the web is changing our brains and the way that we think. We're actually becoming very short-term in our thinking. Our short-term memory is reducing. We can't remember stuff for as long, and our ability to concentrate on something is getting reduced all the time. To be honest, it's not really any surprise. We know that the web encourages flitting from one thing to another. Anybody with a Twitter account or email could tell you that. But where it gets quite interesting is how this affects the way that we design websites. There's been some interesting research into this that caught my attention. In one experiment, a number of subjects were asked to read a piece of digital prose with a varying number of hypertext links in the body of the content, right? What turned out to be the case is that the more hypertext links in the content, the less people were able to remember and recall what it was that they'd been reading. So essentially, having those little distractions or those little hypertext links was undermining the message of the piece of content. Now, something as simple as hypertext links can do that. Imagine the plethora and the consequences of the plethora of different distractions that we have on our websites, from banner ads to imagery to all kinds of stuff. You can see why increasingly services like Instapaper that strip out all of those distractions are becoming popular. And I think the lesson here, both for us as web designers and website owners, is to minimize the number of distractions we put in front of users if we want them to really recall the message that we're communicating. If it's a content-heavy page, we need to remove that distraction and focus the user down on communicating that message and recalling that message over time. Reduce the number of hypertext links, reduce the number of distractions, other calls to action, different things taking the user away. This is kind of common sense, but it's amazing how often we fail to do that on our websites, adding more and more branding elements and more links and all of these things that draw the user's attention away. So go look at your website right now, especially if you've got a blog. Go and look at an individual article and ask yourself how much of this can be removed, how much of these distractions can simply go away to let the user focus on the content and on your message.